您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。10 university students have received a survival challenge of living in Beijing with only 10 yuan for 4 days in the summer vacation. What can these students get from the challenge? And what will you do if you're the one facing such a challenge? 暑期呢，西安交通大学启德书院给10位大学生出了一道考题，城市生存训练。每个人只有10块钱，要在北京生活4天。他们能从这样的生存训练中收获什么呢？如果只给你10块钱，让你在北京活4天，你该怎么做呢？ So it just sounds like a very grueling challenge, doesn't it?
It sounds like something that's just impossible to achieve.
Mm.
It's surviving in a concrete jungle in Beijing with only 10 yuan. That can barely even get you an ice cream, maybe 2.
But I don't quite understand the parameters of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, did they have to pay for accommodation, for example?
Yes. Yes.
They
everything.
Did.
Unless they
what,
want
everything.
To live on the street. Yeah,
they, what, have, they to have to pay for everything, everything. From 10 kwai a day.
Exactly.
But they can work.So they need to、
okay.
take up jobs during the duration of 4 days during the challenge in Beijing, and they only have 10 yuan cash.
Oh, I see. So they come to Beijing, or simulate coming to Beijing. They've got 10 yuan in their pocket per day, I assume.
Each, yes.
And then they have to survive by maybe trying to get a job immediately to make some quick money. I think it would be a very interesting and worthwhile experience,
exactly.
actually, to、
yeah.
do something like this.
Yeah.
To make people realize the value of money and to hone their survival skills that will be good later in life, I think.
And realize that you can't make any money at all during that time. Like I was trying to imagine what I should do if I'm put in that situation. And...I would be a terrible waitress. I wouldn't know what to do, and I'll probably spill everything. And I thought and thought about it. Maybe I'll just have to teach English or teach people how to get abs、mm. in a gym.、Mm. That's the only 2 things I've thought、mm. of that I can, you know, use the immediate、
yeah.
skills I have to earn some quick money.
I know what I do. I just thought of it just then. What I do immediately, go to one of the、least affluent areas of Beijing.And certainly an area where there are no tourists, foreign tourists. And then I'd spend all of the 10 kwai on bottles of water. I think it would be about 1 kwai per bottle, right?
Okay, the cheapest. Okay.
Then I'd go, where all the foreign tourists are, like Ho Hai or the, somewhere like that. And
sell them for 10 kwai each.
Yes, exactly. And so,
oh, Mark!
So I would have made 1,000% profit.
I admire you for this great wisdom in doing
business. Well, I mean,
it's
obvious. I mean, that's the basis of business, really, isn't it?
Wow.
I thought of a better idea, but I hesitate to say it.
Okay,
say
it,
please. We want to hear this one.
I would sit on the Beijing subway all day on line 2, going round in a circle, with a sign round my neck saying, "This seat is for sale for 20 kwai."
What?
I thought you were going to go around with a limpy leg.
No, I'd sell my seat on the subway. That's what I'd do.
Aww.
It's probably illegal. But fortunately, I don't have to do that.
I can think of a better way for you. You can, you can teach people English. Say,
oh, that's a good
half
idea.
Half an hour of English session for, you know, 200 kwai, and you'll be making more money than from selling these bottled water.
That's quite...This is why I'll never be rich, because, you know, I just don't think of the obvious things. I mean, that's a much better idea than waste my time with bottles of water. You know, teach English. But so what would these students do, though? What could they do? Because...
They're doing a lot of odd jobs. Apparently,、
yeah.
they are doing some restaurant staff,waitressing, washing dishes.、
Mm.
Waitressing、mm. is actually a bit hard to do if you don't have the proper training, I think.、
Mm.
But washing dishes, everyone can do that. They also did some other、short period of jobs, I think.
Yeah, they also worked as extras on set and, you know,、mm. just acting as the background people.
Oh,
in
that's
the,
a good idea.
Yeah,
isn't it?
But that kind of job are hard to get, I think.
Yeah,
problem,
and it's really, it's paid very little, too.
The problem is with these jobs you've described, waitressing in particular, or being an extra in on a film set, it takes a very long time. You know, it takes up all your day for a relatively small amount of money. So that would be the issue there.
I think these are the circumstances when you realize that all the years you spend in school means nothing.
No, don't say that. Now, He Yang, you can teach English as well, but I
probably
can only
be charging half as what Mark is charging. So, yeah, I'm going to go to a gym and teach people how to get
abs. You could do that then. So it's an interesting experiment, and I think, as we said before, very worthwhile indeed. I mean, look at the way it's made us think.
Yes, it has.
And I was just kind of thinking, some people have to do that every day, you know. I mean, I was thinking about my idea of the water, and then I thought, well, it's not original. People do that. That's how people have to survive. So it's just made me... That's another reason, I think, why the students are encouraged to do this. It does make you think, actually, about people that don't have the luxury of deciding whether they want to pay 5 kwai for a bottle of water or one. You know, some people can't make that choice, including, I think, many of the people selling the water. I don't think they're very wealthy people. You know, they're trying to make ends meet and make a living, aren't they? So, yes, so, you know, to talk for a little bit more about that story, I think it's a really good exercise that those students have been given to see if they can live by their wits. That's what it is in English.
Yeah.
To live on their wits.
And have that street smart kind of ability as well. Because so many of our students, including myself, when I was a student, you've been studying in different schools, universities for like 20 years or so, and you have no idea about the real difficulties in life, such as not having a place to stay that very night. What shall you do when you don't even have 2 coins in your pocket? What do you do? And I think that part is what's really valuable here. That's teaching people a lesson to open your eyes to the real world and try to get some skills that actually could get you that very vital 2 coins for that evening.
I'd like to try it myself, actually.
You'd like to do that?
If I walked down into, after this show, if I walked down into the streets of Beijing and didn't go home, could I really start teaching English just like that? I mean, I really wonder whether I could I attract people to want to learn it today, now, pay me in cash? I mean, I don't know. And it's made me curious to know whether I could or not. And I think this is another reason why it's a good exercise, not just for those students, but maybe we could all do with trying something like this to challenge ourselves in this way.
I think we can all succeed if we are put into that situation where we just don't have any more money. Will you actually go down into the subway and carry a board? It will be very embarrassing to do, right?
You would
have to agree with that.
That
kind of embarrassment will go away if you know that you only have 10 yuan.
I know. I think the three of us should do this one Saturday.
Why?
The three of us should walk into the streets of Beijing and see if we can make enough money to survive for one day, just on our wits. What do you think?
Or on our beauty. Well, I think there's another thing we can do. We can sell our hair, Xiaohua and I.
Why? I have very short hair.
Well, I have very long hair.
Oh, you've done it before, have you, Xiaohua? You
and
sold
also,
it last time.
When it comes to accommodation, let's be creative. There's so many things you can do. For example, go to a park if the weather is nice and just sleep on the bench.
You've got very low ambition, haven't you, really?
Or go to McDonald's or KFC if the weather is not nice. Or go to the airport and just sleep in the airport.
Airport food is extremely expensive, but they do have free water.
Well, anyway, I'm only providing recommendations to free accommodation, but the food part, I think you still kind of need to work for it.
I think if you were well-dressed, you could probably walk into the lobby of a 5-star hotel and just sit down in an armchair and fall asleep, and I don't think the staff would challenge
you. Yeah, but you still need to eat, right?
Well,
do you mean that you're going to go into a high-end restaurant, eat, and leave without paying?
No.
But it's interesting how this kind of how far this desperation will push us, because Hong Lin has thought of being a scalper of one of those hospitals. It's not strictly illegal, but you just go and line up to get the registration for people. 帮人挂号 so you will get paid.
How much do they pay you for doing that?
It could be 100 or even more if you are going for an expert doctor, an excellent doctor. Mm. If you stay there from midnight trying to get people a registration.
There's a way in the UK that you can make a bit of extra money by going down to the police station and volunteering to take part in an identity parade.They'll pay you
£10. What's an identity parade?
Well, if they suspect somebody of committing a crime, they bring in a few people that look similar, make them all stand up, and then the witness picks out the one that they think did it. You see it in TV shows.
I had called an identity parade.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's similar. The only problem is, what if you were the one that was picked as the criminal?
No, you have to look like a criminal first, right? And I don't think you look like a criminal, Mark.
No, you
maybe some white-collar crime Mark
maybe.
You just have to be sort of like the right height, you know, probably from the right ethnic group. Possibly not. I don't know. Things are a bit politically correct with that kind of thing now. They're a bit touchy about that. But although it would seem to make sense if a crime has been committed, you know. But and then they pick you up, pay you 100 quid for doing that. It only takes half an hour.
Interesting. And the most not creative, I should say, message comes from Shou Hu Mike, who says, why is it that all I can think of is find a McDonald's, sit down, do not move, have some water and some mantou, and try not move yourself, and spend 4 days, you will not die.
So make sure that you don't use up any of your energy, just stay alive.
You've got the toilet, the McWash. You know, yes, it could work. What about the McBed? I mean, where would you sleep?
Well, you know, there are multiple seats. Just stay there.
But you'd have to pick a 24-hour one then, wouldn't you?
Most of them are. Great minds think alike. Like I said as well, you know, stay in one of those 24-hour...
She's more upmarket than you. You were talking about kipping on a park bench.
Okay, well, you have options, okay?
Yeah. Also, if you try to be helpful, not actually work for them, but if you, say, put away trays that other people have left at their tables, which Chinese customers don't have a habit of doing, right? So maybe they'll let you stay longer or even give you some leftover food that's about to go bad.
I'm shocked at how quickly we've, just through thinking, we've descended to the level of begging and borderline criminal activity. As ways of surviving, but really, realistically, some people are faced with these choices, and it's kind of educational to realize how quickly you can slip down that slope in your thinking.
Yeah, it's not funny; it's actually eye-opening.
Yeah, it's a great social experiment, I think.
Yes.